This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. A storefront in Seattle's South Lake Union neighborhood has been the site of an ever-evolving sculpture of a tree turned on its side. Hundreds of people were invited in to help assemble a 40-foot-long hollow model of a Western hemlock. The artist, a local sculptor named John Grotti, used volunteers to glue his latest piece together from hundreds of tiny, salvaged blocks of wood. Despite all that effort, it will ultimately go back to nature. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The most amazing thing about John Grotti's middle fork, aside from its shimmering beauty, is the fact that it's designed to be impermanent. The artist says he plans to take this giant hollow cedar structure back to the forest where it came from and lay it to rest about 2 years from now.
It's actually a skin. So we cast the outside of the tree and then took those molds off the tree and then built our skin around the outside of those molds. So in a way, I think of it as an ode to a year in the life of the tree.
Creating that temporary shell was labor-intensive. Grotti hired a team of assistants and arborists to climb a 140-year-old hemlock in a forest in North Bend. Working at nearly 90 feet off the ground, first they wrapped the tree's limbs in thick foil and then plaster casts that they carefully peeled off and lowered to the ground before transporting them back to Seattle.
So it was a really amazing experience to be up in a tree canopy and very carefully taking a mold of these surfaces, finding small surprises, but just immersing yourself. And my thought was, how can I take that experience and bring it to people who might want to participate in the project?
He recruited all kinds of volunteers, even some people who just wandered in off the street, pretty much anyone who had time to help build his creation. And Grotti says the location in Seattle's busy and tech-heavy South Lake Union neighborhood provided an interesting contrast because it took untold hours to piece this thing together, forcing his volunteers to slow down.
Because for somebody to work on a little section of the sculpture, it might be 6 by 9 inches, would take about 4 hours. And that's because they would be very carefully looking at the mold we had made, and they would choose each individual piece of wood, custom cut them, and then glue them together, all to arrive at the greatest fidelity they could to that mold.
He says all kinds of people showed up, from a 98-year-old retiree to a bus driver, a doctor, a lawyer, and several groups of students and tech workers, a couple hundred total. And the community's involvement wasn't limited to those who had a lot of time to give. Others have just watched it grow through the storefront windows, including a couple of people who recently stopped by during their lunch hour.
We try to do things that inspire us creatively, and we knew that this installation was here, so we decided to come over.
I mean, I've never seen a tree from this perspective, and it's very odd to see, you know, I'd be what, 75 feet in the air looking at this perspective, looking down. That's so cool.
Yet despite all the hard work and admiration, no one's complaining about the plan to abandon this piece and let it disintegrate. Grotti says many people like the way he challenges notions of art as something precious. He thinks that's part of why Middle Fork has seen so much buy-in from the public in Seattle.
I think it makes it a different dynamic when you're giving of your time towards something that's not then this kind of economically driven model. Instead, you know it's going to just go back to where it came from.
But before that happens, it travels to the Smithsonian to join a group exhibition with other contemporary works. Among those included is a piece by monument designer Maya Lin. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.
You can see Middle Fork in Seattle for 2 more days. The display at Mad Art Gallery continues until 5 o'clock Friday.